Hello. Welcome to the AlexiCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
Today on the AlexiCast, we've got two new features for your Amazon devices. And if you're new to the show, we do say the A word around here, so you might want to shut your device or mute it so she doesn't go crazy. But the first one is they announced earlier in the week here that it's improving one of Alexa's most used features, which is List. Now, if you never use List, you can say things to her like add eggs to the shopping list and she will do that. Or you could say add mail something to the to-do list. So they're building, there's a to-do list and a shopping list. And so Amazon is expanding both the shopping list and to-do list functionality to allow her basically to create their own list for any purpose. So beyond just the things you need to pick up at the store, for example, or your everyday tasks. So you get to name your own list for any purpose. This means you can have a specific shopping list. So you could say, hey, add this to the Walmart shopping list or things like that. Or a checklist for a specific purpose. So maybe it's vacation packing or things like that. So to use this new feature, you basically, and we're going to try this right now. So let me unmute mine. Alexa, create a list.
What should I name the list?
Walmart.
That was Walmart, right?
Yes.
I've created Walmart list. What would you like to add to it?
Chicken thighs.
I've added chicken thighs to your Walmart list. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
So this is a pretty cool feature that you can now have any list. So you can have like shopping list, Christmas list, whatever you wanted. You can have any kind of list that way. And it's pretty cool. And in some cases, they say Alexa may not be users' primarily preferred list-making tool. Many people today have their own favorite third-party apps and to-do lists, but this may be a new way to kind of hone in on that. And again, you can manage these through the Alexa apps. So they're saying that several Alexa skills now allow you to sync Alexa's lists with a third-party app, including a app called AnyDo, AnyList, and Cozy. Ooh, I've used Cozy in the past. I might have to look into that. The updated list feature is, again, this rolled out this week, and as you just heard, that actually works. So that's pretty cool. Hey, I always like to remind you that if you'd like to help support the AlexaCast, it's really easy. Just go out to AlexaCast.com, click on any of the Amazon banners, doesn't cost you an extra dime, and just shop your little hearts out, and we get a little bit of a finder's fee for that, and it helps keep the lights on here at the AlexaCast. Thank you so much for your support. I deeply, deeply appreciate it. Well, if you've been watching any kind of television, you know that they've been running, especially Google, it's been running a lot about the new Google Home Mini. This is kind of Google's answer to the Amazon Dot. And in it, they point out how the Google Home Mini can tell the difference between, let's say, you and your spouse's voice. Well, that's been one of Amazon's blind spots, and this has just been addressed, again, starting this week. The Amazon will finally start rolling out customized voice detection. This means users in multi-person homes will be able to get individualized experiences based on voice recognition. So each user gets their personalized shopping list, music selections, and et cetera, et cetera. So at launch, this feature is compatible with flash briefings, shopping, Amazon Music's family plan, and Alexa to Alexa calling, adding the name of the specific user to incoming calls. The company will be adding more unspecified functionality in the future. The company also claims it will, and this is kind of in quotes here, get smarter the more people are using. And that's one of the cool things about Alexa. I mean, we just played with custom lists. That's from user feedback. It's set to roll out across the line in the future coming days. So this is I can't test this right here because I'm the only one that works here. I'm the only one that lives here, so there's no other voice to test. But getting started is similar to setting up a Google Assistant or Siri on a phone. Once again, you're going to use your Alexa app, and you can go in and select your voice in the settings and then walk through a series of demo commands to familiarize the software with your voice. And I'll have a link out in the show notes to Amazon's help page about that. And so in this device, it's compatible with Echo and really any other Alexa device tied to an Amazon account. So exciting new news for your Amazon unit. And again, if you plan on buying one, I would deeply appreciate it if you go out to alexacast.com, click on the Amazon banner, and shop your little hearts out. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Alexa Cast, and I will let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time. This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.